This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Today we're joined by Chris Galen, Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation. And Chris, the last time we were talking about what needs to happen in Washington to help the dairy industry, but this week with the impeachment hearings, I wonder how much other work is going to get done.
Well, this is a moment that a lot of people expected would happen here this fall, and it's finally started here this week with the beginning of hearings that are expected to lead to the impeachment of President Trump. Where that process nets out, we don't know. Obviously, the Senate also has to act on it. So the big issue here is that it's a high-profile matter, and it's going to consume a lot of the oxygen on Capitol Hill for at least a period of weeks, if not through the end of the year. That said, we've received assurances that other issues that are more near and dear to us in agriculture will also still be dealt with. One of the biggest is passage of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Free Trade Agreement. That's been one of the biggest legislative priorities for us here in 2019, and we're hoping here that Congress can still deal with that, if not before Thanksgiving, then right afterwards, because right now there aren't really a lot of other days left in the legislative session between now and Christmas time.
Last time we spoke about immigration reform that would benefit agriculture and particularly the dairy industry, reforming the guest worker visa program. Where do we stand with that now?
Yes, this new legislation in the House of Representatives, it's called the Farm Workforce Modernization Act. It was introduced at the end of October, Bill, and it really accomplishes two major things that we need in the dairy sector. One is to make certain that we still have access to our existing workforce if they are undocumented, and we know in many cases these workers are. It provides a pathway to a legal status for them and their family members as long as they continue to work in agriculture. And then the other big objective extends the H-2A seasonal visa program to employers with year-round labor needs, which certainly includes dairy. One of the flaws with the current H-2A system is that it is designed to attract migrant workers seasonally, and the jobs we have in dairy, for the most part, are year-round jobs. And so the new legislation would address that by making certain that the H-2A program is available to employers with year-round labor needs. So this bill isn't perfect. Most legislation isn't. It's going to continue to evolve as it goes through the House of Representatives, and then we're hoping that the Senate will take it up likely in 2020. But we need to have something out of the gates here, because otherwise, if nothing happens on this, we're going to be continuing to complain about labor shortages and the need to affect our agriculture policy and our immigration policy in the future if we don't deal with it now.
So a sense of urgency of getting both of those issues passed.
We need to have a groundswell of support, and been working with our members to get a grassroots outpouring support for both the USMCA as well as this new Farm Workforce Modernization Act. These are both things that will definitely help the dairy economy. It will provide greater assurances to the entire food production chain in the case of both the USMCA and the Farm Workforce Act. So these are major priorities for National Milk, but certainly for others in agriculture as well.
Thank you, Chris. Chris Galen is Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation. More details at nmpf.org.